Let's go now to Brisbane for the latest on the Queensland election results. Labor will be able to take power without the support of crossbenchers if the vote counting in two more seats goes its way. The ALP achieved one of the biggest swings in Australian history in Saturday's state election, unseating Liberal National Party Premier Campbell Newman and more than 30 of his MPs. Labor has so far secured 43 seats but needs two more to govern in its own right. The ABC's Queensland state political correspondent Chris O'Brien joined me a short time ago. Chris, it is still a knife-edge count. Labor on 43, the LNP projected to win 42. How ambitious is Labor to speak of having a majority?
They're not terribly confident, Eleanor. I would put it at hopeful at this point. They're not getting ahead of themselves. It seems that neither side is really within a great chance of getting a majority. I think a hung parliament is looking the favourite of the three prospects at this point.
So should it come to a hung parliament, which crossbenchers are already offering to support Labor?
Well, none of them are really offering 100% yet. It's an interesting situation, Eleanor, because during the campaign, Anastasia Palaszczuk very, very dogmatically said no deal. So she kind of painted herself into a corner in that respect. She doesn't want to offer them anything. But the crossbenchers, they're not mad. They know this is an opportunity for them to get something. And we're talking in particular about the two Katter Party MPs and Peter Wellington, the Independent. Now, the Katter Party MPs over the weekend have already said, look, we want to have an ethanol mandate in petrol. We want to have a rail line in the Galilee Basin, but Labor has said it wouldn't offer money for that. So the negotiations are going to be very interesting, I think.
Now, of course, as you suggest, Labor will want to avoid those negotiations. To do that, it needs to win in some critical seats. How is the vote trending in Mansfield, Whitsunday and Maryborough?
In Mansfield, it's trending toward the LNP, and in the other doubtful seat of Whitsunday, also the LNP, Maryborough, the one you just mentioned there, our computer at the moment has the ALP ahead, but there is a complicating factor there in that a former MP independent might even be in with the show. So the way the ABC computer is looking at it at the moment, the best case scenario is 44 for Labor, just as we're talking, and that's not enough.
So how soon will we know the final results?
It could be a while. They might have to get to postals in a couple of those seats. And as you know, postals are always the longest. I think the 10th of February or something like that was mentioned. So it could be a week. So there is some doubt over this overall result for some time yet.
Well, the LNP is confronting a transition to opposition without a leader after the defeat of Premier Campbell Newman. The outgoing Deputy Premier, Jeff Sini, announced this morning that he was stepping down as Deputy LNP leader to allow a fresh start in the party. Let's hear a little from him.
The Premier's lost his seat and I will not be recontesting any of those positions. I will not be accepting nomination for any of those positions, for either of those positions, because I think it is important that no matter what the outcome of the counting that's going on over the next couple of days, I think it's important that there is a new leadership team in place to take the LNP forward.
A rather shattered sounding outgoing Deputy Premier Jeff Sini there. Chris O'Brien, a clean sweep then of the leadership. Who are the contenders to lead the LNP?
Mr. Sini has nominated the Treasurer, Tim Nicholls, and the former party leader and current Health Minister, Lawrence Springborg. He said if they put up a team, that would be wonderful. But he doesn't have 100% support there. The Speaker, Fiona Simpson, who's put her hand up in previous contests and hasn't got much support at all, is going to try again. And there are some within the party wing, within the organisational wing of the party, Eleanor, who think that none of them should be involved. They call them the usual suspects. And they, at the organisational side of the party, has tried to tell the parliamentary wing, let's just go completely outside the box and get a whole new team, fresh faces, none of the usual suspects. So we could have a bit of tension to come. There's even a bit of disagreement about whether the meeting can be called tomorrow. You heard Jeff Sini say he's calling the meeting for 10:30. Some within the party, including the Speaker Fiona Simpson, are saying that because Campbell Newman is still officially caretaker premier, he's the one who calls the meeting. So they haven't even got agreement yet on who can call the meeting.
Well, clearly going to be a very touchy examination of what went so drastically wrong. Jeff Sini already seems to be suggesting that the blame lay with the Premier. Let's hear him on that.
We underestimated the challenge of bringing not just the Premier, but all of his associated staff and senior advisers into a situation where they weren't familiar with the accepted norms, and they weren't familiar with the processes.
That's the deputy leader, it seems, Chris O'Brien, almost accusing his leader of being a leader with learner plates running amok. I mean, do you think that does explain some of Campbell Newman's decisions?
To be fair to Jeff Sini, he did go on to say that he thought Campbell Newman did a great job. What he really was explaining was that it was the advisers. He said that the advisers didn't really understand how to do that transition. He said, and this is what he said, they weren't familiar with the accepted norms and they weren't familiar with the processes. So he seemed to be laying the blame at the foot of the advisory team that came over with Mr. Newman.
That's Chris O'Brien, the ABC's Queensland political correspondent.